April 28th, 2005. I'm Alan Joyce, and this is the Everything Digital Podcast.
Podcasting almost live.
The Everything Digital Podcast. If it's digital, you're going to hear about it. Unless it's Windows.
Right, it's the Everything Digital Podcast, and isn't this just perfect intro music for a podcast? It's sort of hybrid rock and bagpipe there. This is Enter the Haggis Twirling Towards Freedom, and that is exactly what it sounds like. So a little early for the podcast tonight, only about 6 o'clock here on the West Coast, and it's odd to be doing a podcast when it's still sunny. I don't know, different feeling, but doing it anyway, and getting, of course, prepped for the big Tiger release cast tomorrow, and just thought I'd squeeze another minor show in here. Shouldn't be too long, right around 20-25 minutes, and then tomorrow's will probably be much longer. Let's go ahead and get started with those five-second news headlines. Nokia has introduced their N-Series 3G smartphones, which incorporate multimedia functions such as high-quality camera and a 4GB hard drive. Sony recently announced that the PSP's European release is scheduled for September 1st, and that it will be priced around £179. Hewlett-Packard has announced that it will begin the transition to a 2.5-inch small form factor hard drive for its server products. And Nokia and Yahoo have formed a partnership to allow Nokia smartphones access to Yahoo content and services over a cellular network. Also, Cisco Systems has recently acquired Sipura Technology, a company that makes adapters that will allow users to make calls over the internet with regular phones. And of course, Cisco does own Linksys, so it'll be interesting to see what they do with that. Those are just the short headlines. There are, of course, links to the full stories in the show notes at everythingdigital.org. All right. First thing I want to talk about, and this is really a wonderful, wonderful thing that happened to me in the past couple days. I've been given a Flickr Pro account. Jeff over at blog.zmote.com, that's the iPodder documentation project, has he apparently signed up for a Flickr Pro account, and then was given a couple invites, and went ahead and gave me a one-year Flickr Pro account. So I'm extremely happy about this, especially since I was planning to post pictures live from the Tiger release party, which we'll talk about later, and got a lot of multimedia content-related stuff to work with there, including a lot of photos that will go up on Flickr. And so definitely, the Flickr Pro account will help. Don't have to worry anymore about that 10 megabyte monthly limit. And now I can go up to 2 gigabytes a month. So thanks a lot, Jeff. And don't forget to check out his blog at blog.zmote.com. And lots of great info there about, iPodder. iPodder and podcasting in general. New resources and things like that about podcasting that you might just want to check out. Another thing, and this is also a big thing, I finally got around to getting a PayPal account and am now accepting donations, because I know you want to give them to me, on the everythingdigital.org site. The money will, of course, help pay for bandwidth and equipment, and donating we'll get you a plug on the site and podcast if your donation is especially notable. I haven't checked it recently. I don't think I've received any donations so far. But there were a couple people that mentioned that they wanted to donate to the Everything Digital podcast. So now, of course, as a service to my listeners, I got to give you a way to donate. But seriously, it does help out. Recording equipment is expensive. Some recording equipment is more expensive than other recording equipment, and I'm pretty happy with my setup right now. But there's a couple things that I'd like to fix. I'd like to be recording externally for one thing. You know, right now I'm recording into GarageBand, getting a lag, which I'm going to fix here. There we go. And I've heard people have had a lot of success with iRivers, so I'm already saving up possibly to get one of those or some other sort of external recording device, and donations would really help for that. Make for a better listening experience and a better recording experience for me. So, let's see. On to the news, though. Podcasts are making their debut on conventional radio. That's right. Infinity Broadcasting plans to transform AM 1550 KYCY in San Francisco into AM 1550 KYOU, a station that will air listener-submitted content, including podcasts. Submissions will be screened and cannot violate FCC guidelines, so sorry, Don and Drew. The approved shows will be aired both on AM 1550 in San Francisco and on a webcast at kyouradio.com. Infinity Broadcasting also plans to cover the costs of music licenses, which will allow podcasters to submit their content with RIAA music on their shows. Definitely a breakthrough for podcasts, since up until now, we haven't been able to do that. So if you submit your content and it is approved for radio broadcast, they will go ahead and cover your license fees. So that's great. Well, actually, I shouldn't say it hasn't been done till now, because Brian over at Coverville has purchased I believe he's purchased ASCAP and BMI licenses. So definitely possible, but this seems like definitely a very valid way to do it. Infinity also says it will not claim ownership over the content podcasters submit, allowing them to also post it wherever they want on the web. KYOU will not run on a regular schedule like most radio stations, but will, however, include advertisements. And so definitely an interesting development, and interesting in a couple ways. One particular thing that stands out is, aren't we trying to get away from radio? I mean, I think it's more the format that we're trying to get away from, but it's also the advertising. So it's probably the type of advertising they're going to have is going to be the conventional, 30-second spiel advertising. It's not going to be, this revolutionary type of advertising that we're starting to see break into podcasting, and this advertising that's specialized to the content and interacts with the content. I'm, of course, referring to Dawn and Drew here, is sort of fine-tuned to really work with the show. So it'll be interesting to see how it goes. I think it's good to get podcasts in more places, but do we necessarily want radio to be one of those places? As I said, it'll be interesting to see whether it takes off or whether it doesn't. I know San Francisco is a big city for podcasters, so hopefully it'll gain popularity there and become another valid way to podcast. Big news today on the Apple front. The Power Mac G5 has been updated. The top-of-the-line model is now equipped with a 2.7 gigahertz dual processor and is available for $2,999, and worth every penny. Dual 2.0 and 2.3 gigahertz models are also available for $1,999 and $2,499, respectively. A single processor 1.8 gigahertz Power Mac is still available for $1,499. All models have at least a 128 megabyte video card as well as a 256 megabyte video card in the 2.7 gigahertz model. And that extreme video card is, of course, to support the massive 30-inch cinema display that Apple offers. The hard drives range from 160 gigabytes to 250 gigabytes, and all the models come equipped with 512 megabytes of RAM. In addition, Apple has dropped the prices of its 20 and 23-inch cinema displays, not the 30-inch, but the 20 and 23, and they now start at $799. So, even though they're cheaper, they're still not quite as cheap as their competitors, but definitely getting closer. The Apple displays were something that were really priced a little higher than they should have been. So now, hopefully, that's been rectified a bit. And then, as far as the Power Mac G5s, we're getting there. 3.0 gigahertz is really, the milestone to meet here. And Apple is getting closer. They said they'd have a 3.0 gigahertz machine. I believe it was at Macworld, the last Macworld. They said they'd have it by then, I think a year ago. And that didn't quite happen. Steve Jobs explained it in his keynote address that there were some issues with getting the processors up to speed because you can only go so far. They've kind of hit a wall. Used to be you could make the chips smaller and smaller, and the computers would get faster and faster. I think around 90 nanometers, though, they hit a wall. So now it's a lot harder to make that progression. But it is being done. And you do see Windows machines with, 3.5 gigahertz processors, whatever. don't believe it. They may actually have a clock speed of 3.5 gigahertz. They probably do. But that doesn't necessarily mean that a 3.5 gigahertz computer is better than a 3.0 gigahertz computer. The definitely 32-bit versus 64-bit makes a big difference, and there's a lot of other factors that you've got to consider. There will always be some link in the chain that's going to slow the processor down, no matter how fast it is. And so clock speed is not everything, basically. So keep that in mind. I mean, Apple's only at 2.7. They will hopefully be at 3 pretty soon, and that'll be a good milestone to reach, even if it doesn't really mean anything. Got some non-RIAA music for you here. This is from Enter the Haggis Again. This is Another Round off of GarageBand.com.
was on his way. If I voted love.
Is another round from Enter the Haggis. Next thing I want to talk about is tomorrow's Tiger release party and the on-location show that I've been planning. I'm hoping to, first of all, to bring my iPod with iPod Linux and record whatever I can on that. But I'm also planning to bring my iBook and probably have some Skype interviews with, Mr. Mark from the Wizards of Technology will be joining us, and also Adam from the MacCast, although we won't be at the same location, turns out we're going to different stores. We may Skype each other sometime during the release and see what's going on at either store. So that may be happening. As well as some other Skype interviews that maybe more spur-of-the-moment type things, but I will most likely be bringing my iBook, so I'll have sort of a mobile recording and multimedia setup there. Also planning to take pictures and upload them to Flickr and do that via my computer. Of course, Apple has their Wi-Fi network throughout the whole Apple Store, and so I will have internet connectivity wherever I plan to set up. Not really planning on trying to make a big scene, because I know Apple sometimes gets a little picky when, you know, press is involved, even minor press such as a podcaster. I will probably talk to someone in the store about it, about me recording, definitely explain the situation if someone comes over and asks, you know, hey, what are you doing? I'm hoping that once I explain, you know, it's a podcast, you know, 1,500 listeners, they'll understand. That'll be a fun event tomorrow night, so definitely make sure to catch that podcast. Should be a fairly long one. Let's see. Right now, caught that CBS Evening News segment that was on a couple nights ago on podcasting and downloaded the real player version of it and thought I'd play it on the air or on the net. Not sure what we're calling it. Anyway, here's that CBS Eye in America segment on podcasting. Oh, there will be a Walmart commercial at the beginning. You should know that Walmart or its advertisements are not endorsed by the Everything Digital podcast or its host.
Walmart. The Walmart price. Saving you money on the things you need every day.
I wish there was a way to play only the audio, because the video is really skipping out here.
Meet the lascivious biddies.
I want to be famous.
They're not exactly pop princesses, but in the last few months, they've broken through with thousands of new fans.
More than just any old girl.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Because of this man and a new medium he helped create.
Podcasting with Adam Curry.
Adam Curry is a former MTV VJ and the pioneer of podcasting.
This is basically the start of our sound seeing tour of South Beach.
Anyone with a microphone and a message can follow in his footsteps and record their own show from anywhere.
Do you ever feel crazy just walking down the street talking?
This should be a good show.
The show he just recorded is posted onto the web, where using software Curry helped develop, anyone can transfer it to an iPod or an MP3 player and listen to it whenever or wherever they want.
It is talkies for the web. It's a total upgrade from where we were.
How quickly has this taken off?
Oh,
There are already thousands of podcasts.
Family, finance, food, games, gossip.
Beercasting.com.
A lot of people love talking about beer.
Are they professional broadcasters?
No, and that's what makes it so beautiful.
Beautiful to everyone except, perhaps, the professionals. Podcasting could turn traditional radio on its ear.
You just heard about one
way. You can wring your hands about what's going to happen, or you can just sort of get on board for the wild ride.
Which is what WNYC radio host Bob Garfield is doing.
This show is also being podcasted.
Hoping to pull in more listeners. For Curry, it's music to his ears.
Is this the future?
I think we're just scratching the tip of the iceberg.
He's seen the power of the new technology. After he featured the lascivious biddies on his show.
This is music that has no record deal, but I think is great.
The group CD sales skyrocketed.
Now we can reach everybody, all, you know, four corners of the globe. Famous.
The biddies are now singing the praises of podcasting, a revolution for anyone that just wants to be heard. In Miami, I'm Sharon Alfonsi for Eye on America.
And that is the CBS Evening News segment on podcasting. Let's see. Got one more item here on the agenda. And that is the Airbus A380. Took its first flight a couple days ago. Definitely a revolution in air travel. A plane that can fit 840 passengers with room for cocktail bars, sleeping quarters, showers, libraries, and plenty of other amenities. It will be launched with the, or it was launched with the thrust of 3,500 cars, and is the second largest plane ever built, following a specialized cargo plane, of which only two have been built. Boeing responded to the launch's success with skepticism as to the value of such a plane in the passenger airline market, and Airbus investors are still wary of the $13 billion the company spent to develop the plane in the first place. Airbus has already had 154 orders for the aircraft, but still need 100 more to pay for the cost of building it in the first place. The A380 is thought to be an extremely profitable plane for airlines, with lower maintenance costs per seat and the ability to carry more passengers at once. And that is definitely an incredible achievement as far as airlines go, or airplanes go. And a class of airplane that has only been seen in military and cargo use so far is now being brought into the passenger realm, and now enabling sort of the future of passenger airlines to come to be. We're looking at flights with 840 passengers per flight, and almost cruise-like amenities on board. You got to be kind of wary of the past, though. This does sound like a second Titanic, doesn't it? But of course, we are assured that is the safest airplane in existence, right? And it will never hit that airborne iceberg, will it? That is all I've got for you today. Got some outro music. This is from Geoff Duncan off of GarageBand.com. This is Glide Path. And you can post comments at everythingdigital.org. You can vote for the Everything Digital podcast on Podcast Alley, either at PodcastAlley.com or everythingdigital.org's right-hand column. You can subscribe to the Everything Digital podcast if you aren't already at everythingdigital.org/rss.xml. My personal email is alan@everythingdigital.org, or you can Skype me. My ID is Everything Digital. You can AOL Instant Messenger IM me if you so desire. My screen name is Podcaster. Or you can call that seldom used but always useful audio comment line at 206-9-THE-EDP. That's 206-984-3337. And, thanks for listening, and make sure to stay subscribed.